Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. So we know about the Keystone Pipeline. We know about Joe Manchin huffing and puffing and not really doing anything. He could threaten not to vote for the stimulus, for example, or any number of things that Joe Biden has in mind to stop those 11,000 union jobs and then all the spinoff jobs related to that from going away with the stroke of a pen by Mr. Union, Joe Biden. But yesterday, we saw now this consortium of some of the most annoying, obnoxious, hypocritical, entitled celebrities. It's like an all-star team. Let me see if I can give you a few. DiCaprio's on there. Yeah, De Niro hasn't signed on yet. Schumer is the one that bothered Dan. Chelsea Handler was on there. Kerry Washington. Dan, I'm trying to remember some of the other top offenders. It was just a murders at Ruffalo. And someone told me the Rooney Mara guy, right? He is the Rooney family and the Mara family, both owners of pro football teams.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until somebody told me that. So, yeah, another self-entitled. And what do these people do? They consume a lot of energy. They pollute a lot. And yet, they want to take those jobs away. Now, it never ends. Keystone Pipeline done. Let's move on to another target. There's one in our area. What is it, Mariner or something like that? That'll be the next one. It doesn't end with these people. They're about destruction. They're not going to do anything to save the planet. They're not living in their backyard in a tent. No. They're telling you what to do, and they don't care about your job. And Biden doesn't eat. He's more afraid of them than he is the reaction of union people and others. So this is the latest target. It's not just dollars and cents or energy in the Mideast. Those are all good things to talk about. It's the human cost of this, though. Well, those people are just going to have to get other jobs. Why? Because we say so. I mean, what job would Jen Psaki get? What job would Joe Biden get? There's a guy. What other job would Joe Biden, what's he ever held? Well, he's been in politics, living off the public dole for over 50 years. He was the chief of staff before he got elected at 30. He was a lifeguard before that. Aha! Maybe Joe will be back out there lifeguarding. What else could he do? Let's go to Bryden Ross, who is the VP of State Affairs for the Consumer Energy Alliance and the head of Pipelines for America campaign. He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Bryden, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Well, how did this come up? Tell us about this North Dakota. That's been out there for a few years because, you know, we had people like you on and we talked about the prosperity in North Dakota. It's incredible.
It really is. It's been truly an amazing renaissance. You know, we've talked about the energy revolution a lot at CEA and across, you know, circles, policy circles across the country to see what's happened. I mean, if you think about kind of where the price of a barrel of oil was in the bad old days in the late 2000s, we had, you know, $140 barrel oil. You know, I think now it's just rallied to almost 60. You know, that's because of the domestic energy revolution we've had. And, you know, how we were able to harness that for our nation is to bring those energy resources we have in places like North Dakota via a pipeline network cheaply, safely, and environmentally efficiently as well to markets where they're needed. And it's been incredible. It's been incredible savings for consumers, and it's revitalized a part of the country. You just mentioned the Bakken region in North Dakota. It's been amazing. You know, a few years ago, you had people starting at a McDonald's making $20 an hour, high school kids. Really just amazing sort of opportunities because they can't find bodies there to do the jobs. It's amazing growth and economic vitality for rural America. It's been exceptional.
Dan and I got a pitch yesterday, Brandon, from Brian, from this outfit about, I guess it's a novel, telling the story of a guy who goes to that area, bonding with people, doing this hard work, et cetera. What he learned that he didn't know about people involved in this that was eye-opening. And that's the human part of this. The big picture is it's made us not have to worry about the Middle East as much. It's brought down energy now, although we see gas prices going up 3-4 cents every week, and they're going to continue to do that as long as this threat's there. But talk about that and your people that you see across the country now, your members, people that are concerted around this. It's got to be just a worriment when they're told, just go and get green jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. And, and I want to say up front, we support all forms of energy. We want it all, but our concern from CEA is why do we have to crush other people along the way to get those green jobs and those other opportunities people want to bring online? You can protect the environment and have economic prosperity and energy independence at the same time. They're not mutually exclusive. And, you don't have to hurt people, lay off people, and crush communities. Because, what folks don't think about is, especially with that infrastructure with Dakota Access, that's $55 million a year just in county property taxes along the right-of-way for that project. So if that project goes away, over a 10-year time frame, that's over $500 million that you took out of local communities. That goes to the hospital, it goes to schools, it goes for firefighters, policemen, you name it, environmental restoration work, that's gone. Mm-hmm. And then when you think about the impact in North Dakota, one out of, eight or nine jobs there is dependent on the oil and gas industry. Half of the Bakken production that we have out there, this amazing energy resource we have, is moved via the Dakota Access Pipeline. That's shut in. That's gone. So that's a 500,000 barrels of crude a day that the Midwest is not getting now. So where are we going to find that energy from? It's certainly going to have an impact on gas and diesel prices for sure.
It's endless, though. Your job is in the center ring. With a stroke of a pen, taking away those jobs with the Keystone Pipeline, you think, as bad as that is, it would calm things for a while. No. What it does with the celebrity crew and others trying to put this on the radar screen of the nation is it's just the next target. It will not end no matter what the facts are.
Yeah, and I tell you what's more. What is just amazing to see happen now. We're talking about a project. Keystone still needed some permits and was still being constructed the northern leg, even though the southern leg was approved by the Obama administration. We've had problems with the right of way issues just in Montana, just getting that one simple permit done. Dakota Access has been in the ground and operating for almost 4 years. So we're talking about something that's already been approved, where they had literally hundreds of meetings and went through this years of environmental review process, but there were people who didn't like the outcome of that decision. And then a judge was able to say, let's do a big do-over off an infrastructure project that's already been in the ground. And to your point, Dom, where does this end? Can you do this for highways? Can you do it for airports? You can find people who don't like any infrastructure project anywhere, and now you can just declare it's gone and it's a do-over. We can start all over again.
Well, I like what you said, too. I'm in that camp. I want it all, too. It's the Manhattan Project to find every energy source out there and energy sources that are the most environmentally friendly. But, a lot of these celebrities, when this comes up, some of them politicians, they don't like the windmills, for example, to be in their neck of the woods. Suddenly, those are out of bounds. I like the windmill, but I don't want it to be in a place where it's going to be a hazard to people in the sense of no enjoyment of their life and property. So that's why it's only a piece of the puzzle. You can't rely on the windmill exclusively.
Absolutely. You're spot on. You need a balanced portfolio to provide those energy options for folks. I mean, we want renewables. We want to see that happen. You know, but what happens when it's dark outside or the wind doesn't blow? You have to have other sources of energy to maintain a reliable grid and also a domestic and secure fuel supply as well.
Tell us, Bryden, give us an idea of the people in North Dakota now where there's a lot of prosperity, a lot of people flock there. What kind of wages are we talking about, particularly at the higher end of the people that have been involved with building this, maintaining the whole thing?
Sure. Your average wage, I would say in the Bakken region is probably around $100,000 a year. For your really high-skilled, high-tech folks, especially on the welding side, you're seeing people well north of $140,000, $150,000 a year to do those jobs. I mean, they're highly skilled jobs, mm-hmm. they're technical jobs, and I think what is a frustration, and I think others in the building trades and labor community could tell you, is this sort of assumption that this job that they're doing is some sort of passe, unskilled job of the past. They go to school for this work, and it takes them years to develop these skills and learn this craft and trade. And it's highly, highly technical and advanced work. And it's not just folks who weld. We folks in the IT industry as well. That's one of the real amazing mm-hmm. transformations we've seen in the energy world is harnessing the IT revolution we've seen with smartphones into energy production as well. And those folks are doing that work, geologists and engineers as well.
Well, and when you're making that in North Dakota, versus in New York, I think $100,000 to $150,000 goes pretty far.
It goes a long way. And it's certainly, these are life and family sustaining jobs. This is, retirement and security for families or people who had pensions in retirement. Now a lot of stuff's being put in jeopardy by these anti-pipeline decisions we've seen.
Well, how do you read Bryden? And Bryden has the ultimate credential, lunch pail Joe, union Joe, stroke of a pen, et cetera, but he's under enormous pressure. They will not quit on this. This is right up there. I don't want to draw you into it, but for me, with abortion, as far as a seminal thing, particularly with celebrities and social media and younger generations, you're going to see this constantly. So what's the pushback here that you have over someone like President Bryden?
Well, he certainly mentioned he's been under a lot of pressure from, the activist community and NGOs. I think what is unfortunate about that is what used to be seen as sort of, not say a fringe idea, but, we've gone from basically taking what was an outlier in social media and now making that sort of mainstream thought now. One thing I would what I would encourage the Biden administration and others is to understand that Twitter is not America, there are a lot of folks every day who don't spend their time on social media websites pushing and agitating. They're busy working all day long because they have responsibilities and families they have to take care of. And so I think, one, just having a more balanced, measured approach is what we would urge and caution because, one, building back to better, you got to actually build things. And we would like to see – we like the hopeful unity tone that came out. And we want to see more of that and want to work with the administration – but there's got to be some balance here.
And well put. So, well put. Hey, you're a great spokesperson for this. Where do we find your website? Where do people go for information on this?
Hey, consumerenergyalliance.org. And I would love to have folks check it out. And we're on Twitter, Facebook, and all the different pages.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.